who is the head of all principality and authority. So we're talking about Jesus. In him dwells all of the fullness of being God in a body, and you are contained in him in that same fullness. You got to do it by faith. There's no other way, right? You just go, what's the song Gary wrote that we sang this morning? And I actually got most of it right. Take your word. And Gary was sharing about when he wrote that song. And he said, you know, so many of these things that we hear or we read, things God speaks to our heart, you just got to go, I just got to take your word for it, okay? Because it is so far past what I would think or what I understand. You said you would renew my mind. So I'm just going to take your word and put it in my mind. I got to be able to, and I'm going to put it in my mouth. I'll speak it because that's what you told me to do. It doesn't maybe even make a lot of sense, especially to the natural man. But that's what you said, so I'm going to take your word for it. Well, that's what you got to do right here. In Jesus is all of the fullness of being God in a body, and he is contained in you. You've been filled too, but with the one who is the head. He's over all arche, all principalities, all of that which was from the beginning, and exousia, all authorities out there, and in whom all y'all were circumcised with circumcision made without hands in the, King James says putting off, the removal of the body of the sin of the flesh in the what? Circumcision of Christ. By the time you get through with that, it's kind of like, okay, what's on? Right? Just move on. I don't know how many times I've read this verse of scripture. I know that this week I kept being drawn back there, and probably about the third time I read it, it just lit up. I started writing notes coming out of me just as fast as I could, fill up one page, flipped over, started to the back, because it was just pouring out. And that's what happens. Because this word is alive, it is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces down into you. It'll divide not just the joints of marrow, which is where all that good stuff is, but the thoughts and the intents of your heart. And once it starts pouring out, it just goes. And it's supernatural. It's an experience that takes place because of all that fullness that you've been filled with. Got it? So, in this 11th verse, I saw it clearly, and it just kind of blew me away. First of all, one other thing to notice here, in all of these verses, I think there are five of them, in these verses, the verbs are all aorist. And my Greek scholars, what's aorist? What? Snapshot. Without boundary. It happens. It's a one-time occurrence. Most all of those other Greek verbs are either continuing, contemporary, a continuing action in the past, or a continuing action in the past that affects the present, right? You go through all of those different things. The aorist is boom. It's one time. It happened once. Say once. Once. It happened one time. Say that again. Okay, one time. Happened one time, because we're going to read some stuff in here that apparently a lot of believers don't really think it happened one time. They got to go there again. But it's aorist. And the aorist indicative, which is what this is here, is the only thing that is absolutely past tense, period. Okay? It's past tense. And in whom you all were circumcised. Aorist, indicative, passive. That means it happened to you. It happened one time. Say one time. Stay with me. There's a reason, okay? One time, and it was done to you. It's in the past. One time, and it was done to you. you all were circumcision or circumcised with circumcision made without hands. Without hands. Now, we're going to be here for a while, okay? This circumcision thing, I started thinking about it. Raise your hand if you know what circumcision is. Okay? I was thinking about how around churches, the word circumcision is not uncommon, right? We all know that that was the covenant mark that God said with Abraham. That's how, that's where circumcision came from, so far as we know. And we know that that was a sign of covenant. It was a mark of covenant. God said, here, do this to you and all your household and let it go on, period. And that mark is a sign of the covenant between that man and God, and it's continued to this day. The Gentiles, however, weren't too cool with it. They didn't do circumcision, right? So Paul is writing to a predominantly Gentile church, and he's talking about circumcision. And I was thinking with the, we certainly don't get graphic with circumcision when we talk about it. And when you look around, if you pay any attention to the news and what goes on in the educational system, we get more graphic with six-year-olds in kindergarten, in elementary school, about sex and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And yet, the church can't talk about circumcision very much. We certainly can't describe the idea of cutting the foreskin. I mean, the foreskin of what?
It reveals the head. That's the whole.
That's true too. And this whole thing, when you stop and think about it, talking to Julie, I'm going, you know, that's got to be demonically inspired. The lack of feeling like you can't talk about it. Because again, out there in the world, they tell fifth graders stuff that would embarrass my mother. I mean, you know, and she's dead. It's tough. And yet the church acts like, well, you know, we don't really need to be graphic about things. You're going, well, how are you going to get there then? If you don't talk about it, you don't understand what it is. The enemy doesn't want you to talk about it because it is part of the power that caused his demise. Right? It's the thing, it's the covenant with God that began to turn the whole world around, and after a while turned it upside down when this man, God, was there in all of the fullness of being God in a body. And this says that has to do, you can picture this in, quote, circumcision. So I'm sitting there thinking about it. Again, I'm back to the 11th verse. In whom you all were circumcised, all of you and everybody. And Julie said, well, what about the women?